fast track and can kind of go anywhere. And a little free that first stage, tighten it up for our second stage and made it really good again. I don't know, just the first stage was 30 laps and I feel like we didn't fall off there really good. I don't know if the temperature or whatever, but that third stage got to the lead and just got so loose. I don't know what it was, if it cooling down or we didn't keep the racetrack rubbering up or what it was, but got really, really free. And looks like we were going to finish fourth there. And then the caution came out and ended up picking up two spots. So kind of frustrated, actually, just the last 2 mile and a half, win both stages and then run second in the race. So anyway, good points day for us.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a couple questions here from the media for you. Let's kick things off with Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Sheldon, you mentioned it was a good points day. It looks like you're 26 to the good. How do you feel about that going to Texas?
I mean, it's still anyone's game at this point, right? Just need to keep, if we can't win, we need to keep doing what we did today. Just really good points days. And someone will go to Phoenix without winning. So, I mean, even more, it just depends how it plays out. But if we can't win, we need to do the best we can on points. And today we did that. And man, I'm jealous of the 23 team right now. They get to live stress-free the next 2 weeks while we have to go race. So I wouldn't say comfortable, but it is nice having the points lead.
Cool. Thanks, Sheldon.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next question from Sterling with KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thanks, Marissa. Sheldon, congrats on the great run today. Was there anything that led to the truck possibly falling off in performance as the race went on? Was it the track conditions that affected it, or what was it from your point of view, if there was anything that affected
it? I don't know. I think the track just rubbered up and it cooled off, and then I was just sideways. I don't know. Had really good short run speed all night in the first stage, like I said, just 30 laps, and I was still really good. And then, I don't know, we just didn't keep up with it there. Got really free. I think it finally rubbered up. I think that's what it was, because as soon as I would touch rubber, I'd get really loose. I'd get sideways just as soon as that hit rubber. So I don't think any contact between me and the 6. I don't think any of that did anything to the truck. Just we didn't keep up with it good enough.
And how does a run like this help you with your confidence and team morale as you head into the next two races?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great with the team and everything, and certainly helps how we ran tonight. But, man, a win would have been nice, you know. Just need to keep doing what we're doing. Our last 2 mile and a half trucks have been really good. We just need to take what we learned tonight and at Vegas and what we learned last time at Texas and apply it this week and go try to do what we did again today.
Thanks, Sheldon. Congrats.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll take one final question from Stephen Toronto. Go ahead, Stephen.
Sheldon, you referenced winning stage one and stage two only in a fall off later, happening at Las Vegas as well. Has your team said anything about making an emphasis on in-race adjustments, or is that going to be something that you might have to notice a point of improvement going forward?
No, I feel like we're really good at that, is making our truck better through the race. And between stage one and stage two, I feel like we improved quite a bit. I was pretty free and then got really good in stage two. And I just told them not to touch it, but we only had that 15 lap run. And maybe that's where I didn't get to that point where I got free. I could just drive it really hard. And then, yeah, just light switch, just got really, really free and dropped back to like fifth or sixth or whatever. I was just sideways. But yeah, I don't think there's anything to change there. I think we're really good at that. And we're not always perfect, so we just missed it a little bit tonight on adjustments.
Understood. Thank you.
All right, Sheldon. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on a great run. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you.